If you've never read the book of Revelation, this may be, I tell you what, the first time I read the book of Revelation, I had always been told, don't worry about the book of Revelation. You know, so I never read it. Well, finally, one time, you know, years when I became a deacon at the Baptist church over in Louisville, I thought one day, you know, I was sitting there one Saturday afternoon, I thought, I'll just read the book. I've never read it. I was a Sunday school teacher, a deacon and everything, but I'd never read the book of Revelation. So I thought, you know, it's not a very long book, you know, only 22 chapters. So I'll just read it tonight. And so I read that. And I'm telling you, that night I had nightmares. You know what I mean, don't you? It scared my socks off. I'm telling you. You can understand it, right? Woo! Well, now that I know what I know God is not going to put me through that wrath. He's not going to put you through that wrath if you're walking in obedience to His Word. Edna, is it a good time to walk in obedience to God's Word? You don't want to go through this, do you, girl? No, me neither. Nobody in their right mind would want to go through that, would they, Richard? No, nobody. For your holy people and your prophets have been killed and their blood was poured out on the earth. So you have given their murderers blood to drink. It is their just reward. You know, is God going to judge the world correctly? That's why He tells us all through the Scripture, you know, don't hold grudges against people. Just turn them over to me. I will judge righteously. See, He knows what people's circumstances are. He knows where they come from. He knows what the situation is. And you don't know that. And since you don't know that, it's real easy for you to get all in a huff over somebody. And when Dave was talking about a while ago, forgive somebody seven times in a day, I'm telling you, I don't think I've ever met that person. Just think. Take a man and a woman that love each other. One little thing happened. One little thing. And they can't get over it. And they have a divorce. Over one stupid little thing. And how many times did God tell you to forgive them? How many times? Actually, He told you to forgive them 490. That means forever, brother. That's right. But do we obey our King? Not very well. I will have to say. And of course, we don't understand. When we hold a grudge against somebody, God sends a tormenting spirit to torment you. I don't like that when He sends a tormenting spirit to torment me. I don't like them devils. You don't either, do you, brother? It's real easy to repent, especially after you realize what's going on. When I was younger, I didn't understand what was going on. So when something happened to me, I just went to the doctor. And sometimes it worked and sometimes it didn't, or sometimes it took months or whatever. And hey, I didn't understand all this stuff about God's healing like I do now. Praise the Lord. For your holy people and your prophets have been killed and you have murdered, given their murderers blood to drink. It is their just reward. Verse 7 and 8. And I heard a voice from the altar saying, yes, Lord God Almighty, your punishments are true and just. Then the fourth angel poured out his bowl on the sun, causing it to scorch everyone with fire. Can you imagine the size of the sun? There's an angel out there that can pour his bowl out on the sun. Do you know how big the sun is compared to the earth? You have any idea? If I were to take a circle here and I were to put it completely up to the ceiling right there, all the way down to the floor, a big round circle as big as that wall from ceiling to floor, that would be the sun. And then if I were to take a golf ball and lay it down here on the floor, that's the size of the earth compared to the sun. It's just a little bit bigger than we are, isn't it? Just a little bit bigger than we are. But yet, I think about, I can pour a bowl of water out on the earth and it don't have any impact on it hardly at all, does it? But here's an angel that's going to pour his bowl out on the sun, as big as that monster is. And it's going to burst forth with some kind of a flaming fire that is going to come forth with such brilliance that it's going to burn the people on the earth. Like I say, it's a good time to know Jesus. It's really a good time to know Jesus. It scorched everyone with its fire. That's got to be a pretty good indication that we're not here. When it said it scorches everyone with its fire. Because God ain't going to do that to us. I can assure you, He's not going to do that to His obedient children. If you're walking obedient to His Word and you got babies, then those children are sanctified. Even if they're not old enough, they're sanctified by you and your husband. If y'all are walking obedient to God's Word, and if God catches you out in the rapture, I guarantee your babies will go with you. They will not be left here. But the children that will be left will be those that have no families, that know Jesus. Verse 9 and 10. Everyone was burned by this blast of heat. And they cursed the name of God who sent all of these plagues. They did not repent and give Him glory. What is it going to take? I believe that word you said is, we're dumb?
Yes, sir.
We're really dumb, aren't we?
Yes,
sir. Wow. They did not repent and give Him glory. Then the fifth angel poured out his bowl on the throne of the beast, and his kingdom was plunged into darkness, and his subjects ground their teeth in anguish. I don't like none of this. Verse 11 and 12. And they cursed the God of heaven for their pains and sores, but they refused to repent of all their evil deeds. I mean, I can't believe anybody can be this dumb, folks. I just can't believe that anybody can be that stiff-necked. I just don't understand how. But they will not repent. Then the sixth angel poured out his bowl on the great Euphrates River, and it dried up. This angel is going to pour out some kind of a bowl on the Euphrates River, a 2,200-mile river, and it's going to dry up. So 200 million men can come across it. And it dried up so that the kings from the east could march their armies westward without hindrances. They're coming to Israel. Just think. Can you imagine an army of 200 million people against a little nation of Israel, which has, what, 4 million, 5 million? Isn't Israel somewhere in that neighborhood? 7 million now? So 7 million little people. And they don't know God either. They don't know Him. Most of them do not. There's a few Christians over there, but the majority of the people in Israel do not know God. They have totally rejected Jesus as their Lord and Savior. And have they paid diligently for it? Oh, yeah. Many of them have died. Their children have died. All kinds of rockets by the thousands have been dropped on Israel and just killed all kinds of people. 13 and 14. And I saw three evil spirits that looked like frogs leap from the mouth of the dragon, the beast, and the false prophet. These miracle-working demons caused all the rulers of the world to gather for battle against the Lord on that great judgment day of God Almighty. Do you think God planned this whole thing from beginning? Yeah, it was in His plan all the time. He knew what He was going to do. 15 and 16. Take note, I will come as unexpectedly as a thief. Blessed are all who are watching for Me, who keep their robes ready so they will not need to walk naked and ashamed. Blessed are all those that keep their robes ready so they will not need to walk naked and ashamed. I mean, if I'm still here, I'm going to meet that criteria, aren't you? Guarantee. And they gathered all the rulers and their armies to a place called Armageddon in Hebrew, the Valley of Megiddo. That's a little bitty tiny valley, but God says that little valley over there will run bridle deep to a horse in blood during this battle. I can't even imagine blood that deep, can you? Wow. verse 17 and 18. Then the seventh angel poured out his bowl into the air, and a mighty shout came from the throne of the temple saying, "It is finished." Oh man, praise God. We're getting close to the end. It is finished. You know, Jesus said that on the cross, didn't he? It is finished. When he said that on the cross, everything that he had to do in the flesh, when he said, had been fulfilled. Now, there was still a lot of things he had to do. He wasn't through, because he had to go down into the depths of the earth and preach down there and kick the devil out and all that kind of stuff and come back. And then he had to walk on the earth another 40 days. And then he had to go back to heaven. Of course, you know, after he came back to life, you know, many of the Old Testament saints rose from the dead. We had the first resurrection. The tombs were open. We got to see the first rapture take place right there. You know, the graves were open, and people came out of those graves, and they walked. It's written in Matthew 27:52, you know, where those people came out of their tombs and walked on the earth. Isn't that something? And then when Jesus got ready to go back to heaven, he took all those people with him. Up until this time, nobody had ever been to heaven but Jesus. But when he left, the one thing that we don't get it from the Word, but it was in, I forget the name of that Jewish guy's book I read one time. He was taught, Josephus, I think that was the name of it. He said, when Jesus ascended back to heaven, there was people from all over the city rose into the clouds with him and went to heaven with him. We're going to see another thing like that pretty soon, aren't we? That's when you and me go with him. Praise the Lord. And you know, I shall show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In an instant, in the twinkling of an eye, a heartbeat, the Lord shall descend from heaven in the clouds, and the dead in Christ shall rise first, and those which are alive and remain shall be caught up to be with the Lord in the air. And there we shall ever be with the Lord. Wow, is that going to be a great day? That's going to be a great day. I'm looking forward to it.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast in its entirety, titled, What Will Make the World Repent? Or you would like to have any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.